Welcome back to A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. No previously on today, at the time of recording, we are just coming back from our little New Year break. So, we've had a few weeks off, and I can pretty much guarantee that absolutely no one here remembers where we are or what we're doing.
Speak for yourself. Oh, trust me, I know everything that's going on.
I still don't know who I'm playing yet.
Yeah, Cartman's traitorous robot character has danced off into the sunset with his twin. So, yes.
This DM don't tell me nothing.
We'll leave the previously on for a bit of a flashback, because all of you are currently, a few weeks later, sitting in a briefing in the Overseer's office. Yes, we are back in the vault, and we are in the Overseer Hamilton's office here. And
did you just forget the number of the vault?
I'm pretty sure I put it to 169.
I love the... We're just in the vault.
We're in vault 420.
Like I said, everybody's blazing. Forgetting shit in this one. It's been a few weeks.
Because I do have a question if we're inside the vault. As a ghoul, and as Gertrude being a super mutant, and a vault being a place, you know, where they don't let anything like that inside, they still let us inside?
Well, don't you worry about it. If you'd let me continue on with my intro, I would have explained that.
Gertrude put on makeup.
I am so sorry. Please continue, illustrious GM.
Yes, well, the time is now. It's a few weeks since the events of the last episode, and your inner briefing in the Overseer's office, and you're remembering back to the day where you came back to the vault, to report on the mission that you'd done. Now, Overseer Hamilton is actually surprisingly positive about your recent exploits. The mission, he believes, was overall a success. He has some notes, some things that he might have done differently himself, but yes, he thinks it's overall a really wildly successful, and a lot of changes has happened in the vault since you came back. So just to recap, the town in which nobody remembers the name of, because I got one of you to name it and I never wrote down what the name was, but yes, the town that we had Jesse Perdue as the mayor. A few vault denizens were sent over to help out. Some of them more politically savvy vault denizens were sent over to the town, and they found pretty much all of the townspeople that were copied into synths. They found Jesse himself, and they have started to rehabilitate the town and rehabilitate the people that had lost their memories. And although they are starting to recover slowly, it does appear that a lot of the memory loss that they suffered will be permanent, since they don't actually have the technology to try and repurpose or backtrack or try to figure out what actually happened to them. The bunker itself, absolutely decimated. However, the Overseer isn't too worried about this, because the technology was in fact very dangerous. Plus, there's a lot of good scrap and technology that they can maybe break down and try to use in the vault. So it's a valuable place to go anyway, and he's sent engineers back and forth in the last few weeks in order to get stuff to improve the vault. Speaking of the vault, the entrance to the vault is now a marketplace. The cave entrance to the vault he has converted and fortified, because the delegation from Tex Arcana has come through. And now we have a...
Oh, shit!
And because of the contributions by our lovely ghoul member of the team, who doesn't know he's a ghoul, we have now got a positive relationship with a farm community and some more positive trade relations. All in all, the Overseer is happy with the way things are going. So, in regards to a lot of you, Winnegan has a room in the vault anyway. Her house is fine. So she's been staying there and helping with the upgrades and helping set up the vault to be more outward facing. The Overseer has set up some quarters on the top floor at the exit room. It's now become an embarkation area. It's got a quartermaster. It's got rooms for the team that he's wanting to send out. He's now got multiple teams that he sends places with yourselves as what might be called Vault Team 1, the best team, the team that he is most confident in and will send you in all the good missions. Obviously, Billy Bob, you've just been helping with that Texarkana delegation in the meantime. Max Power has been helping shore up all the security changes, getting the cave entrance all fortified and such, and Wendigan's been helping turn it into a marketplace. Even Gertrude has been helping with some of the more dumb labour, you might say, helping set up a nice marketplace, a nice place on the outside of the vault. We're looking to, the Overseer's really looking to get out there and make this into a proper settlement. Now, Billy Bob, what else have you been doing in the meantime?
Well, sadly, my ex, Janice, also came in the delegation from Texarkana. So most of my time has either been doing mostly avoiding Janice. And while in the midst of avoiding Janice, I come across a little pooch. A little poochy pooch named Snufflepuff. Is a chihuahua. It came with my level up perk where I get a dog meat.
But yes, everyone has level up, and Billy Bob here has took dog meat as his level up, so we've now got a dog in the team.
Yeah, and doing best I can to avoid Janice, because dear God, she won't leave me alone just like that damn nurse.
Fantastic. Yeah, so levels up have happened. We've all got different perks. Joshy's character, Max Power, he's now got himself a wee quick draw perk, allowing him to switch weapons quickly in combat. Wendigan took some extra skills, so she's just skilled up, and you've skilled into energy weapons because you weren't happy with the fire rate of your small guns. And Matt, Gertrude, she just took, what was it you took again? It was just, you just
the
upgraded your hits, didn't you? The pain train, yes. Yep, pain train, that's a major action. And that's just a movement action, so you'll be able to like run in and do a damage attack with your run now as well. Gonna be fun, I guess. And everyone who might be wondering, what the hell happened to Cartman? Or specifically Mr. Medman? Well, the Overseer was quite perturbed by the actions of this robot. He has said that this is a strange thing. I mean, the robot himself, Mr. Medman, he was developing some strange personality quirks. He was one of the first ones that was activated, so he had been running for about 200 years. Doesn't really understand how this happened to him, but it seems like all the new information that he was taking in, all the new stuff that he was seeing, everything must have affected him in a strange, strange way. So, the Overseer goes to a cupboard, pulls out a box, a very familiar shaped box, opens it up.
There's a dildo?
And out floats a Mr. Handy Unit robot. The Overseer seems to think that by taking out a brand new one, that you should have a better experience with them. So everybody's going to be going into this at level 2, except for Mr. Medman. The medical robot is going to... It's a brand new system.
It's Mrs. Shedwoman.
It's actually a nurse handy unit.
Well, she has a French accent.
Which the Overseer has allowed Wendigan to customize as she sees fit.
Oh, great. This gets better. This gets better by the second.
There are now 3 ginger members of our team.
Unfortunately, you can't give the robot hair.
Put a wig on it.
I have. I just felt that all of us should match.
Fair enough.
She's Ginger, I'm Ginger. It makes sense if the robot was Ginger too.
Wait again, can't you tell? I'm also Ginger. And I lift up my hat and I've just got no hair. Like, I'm just completely bald, covered with radiation and everything.
Gertrude, have spare Ginger wig. You can have this.
Is it also got pigtails on it?
Sorry, can I just say for 1 second here, just pull you back a second.
Hey, I did something good at the end of the last season. And is female.
Yes, I will get to that. I'm not turned on yet, remember.
not helping you with that, Carmen.
I'm just saying, you did something good last episode, and now, you get all like, I want you to transform and be something really cool. Nope.
Carmen, you betrayed us all. How is that something good? You rat.
We have new tin can.
Yeah, yes, anyway, turn me on and let the fun begin, shall we?
Gertrude does not want to turn it on.
Well, someone's going to have to. Billy Bob, you seem to like that kind of thing. 'Tis a female robot, after all.
How'd you know? Hey, come here, little robot. And I don't even know where the switch is. I just grab it, and I start kind of, knocking it on the table. Not hard, but like you're cracking an egg on the edge of a table. I'm just like, prr, 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 prr. Is this how you do it? Is this how you...
I think I'll take mercy on you, and Mulligan's going to... assume Mulligan knows how to turn the robot.
Is this how you do it? Is this how you do it? Okay, well,
that doesn't seem to work.
Removing a couple of the blinkers and lights, Billy Bob finally hits the right part of the robot. And some whirring in its little motors, and it starts to float up, and a voice speaks out.
Activating unit 4, 6, 5, 2, 5.
Good enough, yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely. You know what? I applaud you. I applaud you, sir.
Some of the best role-playing we've seen from him.
It's incredible.
Do you want him to start rhyming again and singing? He can.
I'm alive?
Are you never going to give us up? Are you never going to let us down?
Never going to run away and hurt
you. Hopefully he's not going to run around and desert us.
Never going to give you up.
Oh no, it's defective!
Max, where did you go? What have you
done?
Don't
worry, that wasn't a virus. Not all of them do that.
Okay, I've got to think about this a second. I slowly start coming to life, and then the circuitry starts to slowly activate, because brand new units sit in the shell for a while. That's going to have some dust on those components. So,
what smell like burning hair?
I think that's just new machines.
I got a question for you. So, are you a new crafted unit, or are you actually, created back in the old time? Back when I'm from.
Well, this was crafted 200 years ago or so, just depending on when we got the delivery. But this is one of the ones that has never been activated yet. It's just in the vault storage.
Okay.
Unit 85637 2 reports no errors.
Is that the same number?
No, it's 4265 something.
Now I'm starting to know why this one was never turned on. It keeps changing its name for some weird reason.
I do not have a name, only a designation.
It also talks weird. The other one doesn't talk this weird. Overseer, is this adorable?
Well, the other one was talking weird because it was on for a long, long time, and you saw how that turned out. It did end up betraying you, so I would be happy with the strange voice on this one.
Ah.
I have been
strange voice,
while,
no betrayal. It's a bit of a trade-off.
I'd also like to point out, you don't hear this bit, but I have been in storage for 200 years. I'm not going to be straight up 100% straight away, am I? I've got to, work it out.
This one broken.
Not quite, Gertrude. They tend to get a bit more of a personality.
Can we, trade this one in for, a sentry bot?
Personality,
or
lower,
or...
10%.
I assume, sir, since that you are giving us a new robot companion, we're being sent out on another mission?
Quite right, Winnegan. Thank you for getting us back on track there.
damn it. Nurse handy. I didn't take long.
Oh, damn, it's lazy.
All right, so the overseer, like he says, he thanks you for your previous missions. He's given you the new robot, and he's going to let you know what's coming next and what happened in the weeks in between these two events is that one of our parties found something odd in the wasteland. There was a corpse found. Now, that's not normally odd in the wasteland. There's dead things all over the place. However, this corpse was wearing a bright blue jumpsuit with a 95 in the back of it. This has the Vault in a tizzy. Everybody's very, very excited because we haven't heard anything from Vault Tech since opening the doors. We haven't heard anything from Vault Tech at all since the vault was closed, actually. We don't know what's happened with the other vaults, and we're really quite excited to find out if there is any more survivors out there that have came from a vault experience like ourselves. This corpse was found with a Pip-Boy, however, it was stripped out. The only thing that we could gain from the Pip-Boy was a locator, and the locator beacon has given us the coordinates for the entrance to Vault 95. There's a lot of things the Overseer knows about the vaults, but he doesn't know how each one was set up. What he does know is that some of the vaults had very valuable pieces of technology. One of these pieces of technology specifically being a GEC unit. This is something that would help terraform a small area and make it, and we could make the settlement into a proper town, city, or even farmland using this technology. He's very excited to find out if this vault has one of these units, and even if it doesn't, to get the information from it and possibly even set up a trade relation with another vault like they have done with Tex Arcana. Any questions so far?
Yes. What does this have to do with me?
Well, you're part of our very first vault team. You are one of our explorers, one of our trusted informants. I'd like it if you would accompany Winnegan on this mission like you did the previous one and lend your expertise.
I accompanied her because she found me in a convenience store. And I heard money. Now,
it's at this point that the Overseer brings out your pay for the previous job. And he hands each one of you 150 caps each.
Does that mean me as well?
No, he gives Winnegan 200 and a robot. Oh, God.
Well, congratulations. It's only worth 100 caps.
Just breathe. Just breathe.
Mr. Overseer.
Yes.
Gertrude have sledgehammer.
Gertrude actually found herself on the construction team of the market outside, and some of them really took a shine to her. And what they've done for her is they've fashioned her a helmet out of one of her frying pans that she carried around. Gertrude, so her helmet now has a handle. They did not give her a sledgehammer, however. She is still only armed with her frying pans.
Can you give me sledgehammer?
The Overseer lets the party know that the embarkation area now has a quartermaster. So you will be able to, before you leave, set up anything that you need.
That includes sledgehammer?
It may include a sledgehammer. If the quartermaster can get you one, the quartermaster...
Does it include booze?
Booze.
Booze.
Like I said, I don't have the inventory of the quartermaster on me right now.
So, like the GM said, he does not have the quartermaster's character sheet up. Damn it!
Yeah, please stop asking the overseer questions about what you can buy and sell here. All right, so the Vault 95, I mean, it's a couple of days travel away, so do get prepared for this journey. We have no idea what you're going to find. We have no idea whether or not they'll be friendly, hostile. We hope that Winnegan, with your vault suit, your pit boy, that you'll be able to liaise with them.
Just one question.
Always be prepared.
Obviously, sir. Do we have any sign of what killed the other vault dweller, the one from 95?
We have no idea what killed the other vault dweller. We assume that it's just the rampant and various dangers of the wasteland. When we found him, we found that he was injured in a number of different ways. Nothing that we can really conclusively point to as his cause of death. He did have a fair bit of drugs in his system. However, we don't know if he was just using drugs or if he was trying to medicate himself from his injuries. So it's very, very hard to tell what actually killed this man. There was a certain amount of decomposition as well.
Very well, then.
Jerky man, one thing by your foot.
Oh, this thing? It's, he looks down, obviously, and there's the Chihuahua, there's Snufflepuff, and he's just sitting there cowering behind my foot, because he is a teacup Chihuahua, just to specify what I said. Like, it's the size, it fits in your hand.
It's a rat.
It's like an itty-bitty little rat. Yeah, practically a rat. Little teacup Chihuahua. And it's like, I just found this thing going around. About stepped on it, but then it yelped, and it hasn't left me alone since. I don't really know.
Three damage dice worth of damage.
The mighty Chihuahua.
Who does it bite? Me?
No, I'm saying that its bite does three damage dice worth of damage.
Oh, God.
It is really, truly, even in Fallout, always the dog's deemed like cupcake or milkshake or snuggle.
I've got to ask, does the dog stun the enemy while it's biting him? It's like sort of, you know, grabbing his leg and he's shaking it. I'm like, ah, God damn it, Chihuahua.
I don't know, because it's about the size of a leech, and a leech wouldn't stun you.
I'm thinking like Scrappy-Doo from Scooby-Doo here, like...
That's Scrappy-Doo. Don't you dare diss Scrappy-Doo.
He is the most annoying Scooby-Doo character, truly.
It doesn't matter. He's still not a damn Chihuahua.
So. That might be an improvement over whatever he is. I think he's a stunted Great Dane.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be a puppy, isn't he?
Puppy. He's a puppy. He's a Great Dane puppy.
That's evil if you're led to believe what the films did.
Fair enough. Anywho, I propose we do a little bit of resource management, even before the quartermaster. I have a railway rifle gun that I don't really need, and some ammo for it if anyone wants it. Particularly if they happen to have an energy rifle to trade me.
Where ghosty man gone?
You just hear a cough in the corner.
He starts doing sign language. He's bilingual!
Max Power has a throat infection and cannot speak at the moment. He's there. He's been sitting there the whole time, taking in everything.
I think it's best you stay here, potentially in quarantine.
He's a silent witness.
So, I know you don't know the quartermaster's inventory, but I would assume the vault has dog food.
That thing don't look like it much.
I mean, what has the dog been surviving on this entire time?
Jerky.
I have noticed a lack of rad roaches around. So that starts to worry me.
Rad roach is three times the size of this dog.
It's a mighty dog. As you that's what's scary.
We just discussed that its bite does three damage dice. Like this.
Is this dog like what do you call him? Nibbler out of Futurama.
Yeah.
Yes. Practically. Yeah. Absolutely.
This dog has rabies.
Itty bitty.
It can be on rabies.
I don't even know how it walks, because like I walk my normal pace and I turn around and it's only moved like a foot. Its feet are so damn small. I don't know how this thing is. I'm thinking about like getting this little handbag thing that I got here I found on the ground and putting him in it. What do you think? And it's clearly like a purse.
I think it'll work wonderfully.
What do you Perfect. You think it matches my eyes, or what do you, think about? Do you think he goes with my eyes, kind of thing? What do you?
I think it'd be much safer for him. Certainly, he's less likely to get stepped on.
If you get hungry, we eat.
I don't know if you want to eat that, Gertrude.
I do have I do have snacks in the bag, so that yeah, it is very handy. You know, I understand why women use these things; they're great.
Okay, as a side note, the nurse medbot has been slowly sort of arising. I'm not going to say anything, don't worry, but I'm just, you know, it's like floating there, just not standing there, just, yeah, just taking in the environment.
We could always have it ride on the medbot. His own personal chauffeur.
That's a good idea. I'm trying to put the, try to put the dog on top of the medbot.
Yeah, go for it. I mean, I'm not complaining. I've just literally booted up. I haven't said a word yet. I mean, I've only said the sort of one or two sort of fuzzy words at the beginning. I'm still silent.
The overseer is sitting behind his desk. He's sort of starting to tap his feet a little bit. He's just watching this go on, and he says, "Do you have any other questions, or is there a reason you're doing this here rather than the embarkation area?"
Yes, do you have, like, a platform we can put on top of this Mr. Medbot that would, like, hold this dog?
I don't think we're going to make an entire...
I'm the overseer.
...environment.
Mr. Overseer, Gertrude has rash on back. You take look.
I think... I'll sort that for you later. Apologies for the wait, sir. I think we should go.
Slowly but surely, the relations with Texarkana is deteriorating as this goes on. He's like, you know, I wanted to make a settlement, but as this goes on, I'm really contemplating locking the doors and never letting anybody in ever again.
Can you please get out of my office?
Of course. So we need to head to the quartermaster's to get our shit sorted.
But you didn't answer my question about dog food.
We'll talk to the quartermaster.
Same as question about rash.
All right. We're leaving.
All right. So everybody leaves the office eventually. You all make your way up to the entrance of the vault, which you will see has been turned around quite significantly since the last time Winnegan was here. All the radiation detectors are all up. There's more gun turrets watching the doorway. There's some quarters set up quite near the entrance. And the quartermaster is setting himself up where the old security office used to be. And so he's still have cages, a shop. He's got lots of inventory there, clipboards and stuff, so he can requisition more stuff from below, from the storage in the vault. You'll make your way back up to your quarters. Of course, Winnegan doesn't have quarters here. Winnegan has her own house in the vault. But you'll make your way back up to the embarkation area. And what do you do from here?
I just want to know, like, when you say Winnegan's got her own room, how does our room compare to her room?
It's makeshift quarters for...
Oh, damn it! Yeah. We're in the shanty town, guys!
They still don't really like having the super mutant and ghoul wandering around the vault. So they keep you
up. Don't worry, Gertrude, we'll stay warm and pull up my cardboard box.
Start playing the old harmonica.
Oh, they didn't let us have instruments in here last time.
Got my fingerless gloves with my tin can.
Smash!
It's a rough life. Like my dog has like a little holds out its hand with it's also got fingerless gloves.
Imagine trying to put fingerless gloves on a teacup chihuahua.
He's in the teacup. You're right. He's a teacup chihuahua. He's in my beggar cup.
Yeah.
Spare change.
Occasionally gets knocked on the head by a coin.
You just hear a cough from Max Power in the background.
Oh no, it's COVID.
Get away! He's deceased!
Wow, apparently nukes aren't the only thing to end over in this.
It wasn't nuke. It was that.
Where Gertrude find sledgehammer?
The quartermaster's area is over there.
Yes, inventories. Did anybody take your railway rifle from you?
No, I need an energy rifle in exchange.
I was going to say, is it a small guns?
Yes, it's small.
Okay, I'm way more efficient at that than what I've got. I think I have a laser musket.
Are you better with energy weapons? That will do. Yes. I'm good with energy weapons. You want to do a swap? Of course.
You want to do a swappy swap? Because I was first to swap with Josh for the hunting rifle because I learned laser musket is energy. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'll do a swap. I'll take the railway rifle if you'll take my laser musket.
Sure. The railway rifle had 10 damage and 12 ammo.
Okay. And 12 ammo?
Yep. It's laser musket-like.
It is takes 5. Wait, hold on. Yes, 5. Takes 5 damage. It uses perception. It's an energy weapon. It's two-handed. Ammo type is fusion cell. Fire rate is 0. And its effects is a piercing 1.
You know how much ammo you had left?
I had 5 rounds.
All right, excellent. So you've now got the railway rifle with your, was it 10 rounds, yeah?
12.
12, excellent. Winnegan now has the laser musket with her 5 rounds on that.
Is it physical energy or physical, just physical damage?
Yeah, because it's a railway spike getting launched at your head. Okay. Listen, that's physical as it gets. Let's go.
Yes, I've got it here. It's the railway rifle breaking. Physical damage has damage effects called breaking. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
Whereas the laser musket, it is just energy damage. In fact, it has piercing. Excellent. So piercing effect if you manage to get an effect on that.
Nice. I'm not really sure I did delete the railgun, but I have a laser musket now.
All right, we'll take good care of her. Fabulous. Take good care of this one.
All right, so you have quite a journey ahead of you. Is there anything that you would like to pick up for the journey?
I would say definitely railway spikes. I even want more.
All right, given that the vault hasn't actually seen a railway, for 200 years, the quartermaster does not have railway spikes for you.
This is garbage.
Gertrude wants sledgehammer.
Right, so we'll go with Gertrude's sledgehammer request first then.
Good.
Alright, sledgehammer, not too much. That'll cost you 50 of your caps.
We have to pay. We work for Vault.
Yes, you work for the Vault, but the quartermaster's not going to give you anything for free. This is a shop.
That's how they get you. They say you're paying you, but it just goes towards paying them.
Gertrude, take sledgehammer.
This is why Winnegan thinks taxes are theft.
Hey, hold on there, quartermaster. How about we make a deal here? What do you say to a little bit of a tradey trade?
Tradey trades are encouraged. We do like a trade.
All right. Okay, so you give Gertrude sledgehammer. That's like your side of the trade. And our side of the trade is that we hold her back.
I think we're going to get kicked out of this vault.
I'm telling you, I seen the look on that face, and there ain't much that's going to stop her. But I'll tell you what, as well, you can have Winnegan.
What?
She's all yours. Yeah, take her.
The quartermaster is very confused by this deal and doesn't actually know what you're suggesting.
Gertrude already paid. Gertrude don't want to be fighting.
You're lucky he doesn't know what you're suggesting, because that would take an intimidation roll.
Keep on that level of bartering and you're going to be paying for something in blood.
I'm joking. I'm only joking. Come on. Just trying to sweeten the deal a little bit, but I did want to use this opportunity to kind of bring down the price, actually do a barter check, see if I can bring down the price for them.
Absolutely.
Because I'm really good at that.
Ooh.
So we're just doing it per item, or would you like to like ask for a few different items and do a barter in the full cost?
Yeah, I wanted to see if we can possibly get a discount. You know, we are kind of in good standing with the Overseer, you know.
The Overseer is very happy with your performance so far. Do a barter roll for me in that case.
Ooh, that's a crit success and a regular success. So three successes.
Yeah, crit success on that. Well done there. Tell you what, given that you got a wee crit there, your three successes, we're going to be very, very friendly to you. Three successes, 10% each. I'm going to give you a 30% discount.
Oh, I like that. I like that. See, win again?
Yep. He likes the cut of your jib.
How much is hammer?
I said 50, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll give it to you for 35 in that case.
How have we been looking on robot repair kits? I didn't really stock up on any because we didn't have one for a while, but now we have Miss Medbot. Might be worth getting a few.
Ah, yes, no problem. We get plenty of robot repair kits.
Did you say my name? Full
of robots here.
Alexa, hello. Not now. I think two would be quite a good number to have.
Right, two robot repair kits coming up. Where the hell are they? Ah, there they are. Robot repair kit. Yeah, it's going to cost you 40 each for them.
So 80 total for two of
them? Yes.
Seems like a fair enough price. So I'll grab those then.
Alright, excellent. Winnegan now has two robot repair kits.
Is there anything else? Well, we need food and drink, possibly. Or do we have supplies?
Yes, tell you what, to make things a wee bit simple for you here, in regards to camping supplies and food supplies, he's going to give you all... You're going to get all of that all together, like sleeping bags, tent supplies, that kind of thing. And that'll just cost you 20 caps each. With 10 caps for each day for your food.
So 20 caps total? Was that?
Yeah, because you're expecting the trip to last 2 days, so you might want to... You might want to pay him 40 so that you can get back as well.
Okay. All right then.
All right, and that's for everybody except from the robot. Luckily, the robot doesn't need sustenance.
Exactly. The robot's still booting up.
I do need to pay more money.
Just so you have something to eat and drink.
Yes, an additional 40 for sleeping and camping and food supplies. Sorry.
You want more money for tea?
Mm-hmm, that's correct, Gertrude.
But if you want to survive without a tent or sleeping bag, I suppose you possibly could.
You have tent big enough.
That's also a good question, actually. A family size one should fit.
Show me tent.
You'll fit in the tent, don't worry.
Feet sticking out then.
I had this question for the Overseer, and for some weird reason didn't answer. Do you have dog food?
Yeah, that'll be included in your camp supplies, don't worry.
Alright. Now, is it good quality? Is it Blue Buffalo?
It's pretty much the same thing.
Is it grain-free?
It's all grain.
Snufflepuff is also...
It's basically... Oh, yeah. I was going to say, it's basically just all grain. I don't know.
Well, dogs aren't meant to have grain. Don't you... Is it gluten-free? Snufflepuff has an allergy, all right? Just gotta,
the quartermaster doesn't know what the word gluten means.
Oh, you won't believe the toots that come out of this thing. It's a tiny little ball of fur, and it shits like a grown man. Like, I swear, it leaves, and the pile of shit is bigger than the dog. It makes no sense. You won't believe it. Like, you know what? I'll bring it next time. I will put it in a doggy bag, because I've got plenty, and I will bring it to you, and you won't believe it. But It's...
I'm sure if you want to give it some of your own meat supplies, you can, Firewater, but... I think, is there anything else we need?
I think the quartermaster notices your laser musket, and he says to you, hey, a fine-looking laser weapon you have there. I can get a wee upgrade for that if you want.
What kind of upgrade and how much would it cost?
Have you ever tried overcranking them? I can give you the old 3 crank on that one. You will consume more ammo per attack, but does increase the amount of damage you do. So what he's offering to you is the 3 crank capacitor for that unique laser musket. What that'll do is that'll put an additional damage dice onto it. However, you fire 3 rounds per attack if you use the 3 crank option.
Is that something I could turn on and off, or is it just something that would be permanently on?
You crank it as many times as you want.
Hate that, actually, but how much was this?
It's 40 here, let me just discount you. Call it 28.
28? Oh, that sounds quite nice, actually. Do you have any ammo for it as well?
Yeah, we've got some laser cells here. Let's get your price for the ammo. Fusion cells. Yes, we've got some fusion cells here. They'll cost you 3 caps per round. Call it, you know, 2.5 or something like that. So yeah, we'll round it down to 2 with a discount.
So that's generous. 2
caps a round.
Did I get 10 rounds, please?
Not a problem. An extra 10 rounds for that fusion cell. So it takes away your laser musket and starts tinkering with it. He'll just keep on tinkering with that while you're all doing your shopping and getting prepared. So is there anything else you want to do while that guy's tinkering with your laser rifle or laser musket?
No, I think I'm all set.
Winnigan's all set. She's got her camp supplies, she's got her laser musket, it's getting upgraded, and she's got her ammo. What about you, Billy Bob?
I would like some more clothes. Do we have anything? Like, I got this leather chest piece here. Do you have anything for my head, my arms, and my legs?
So you're looking for armor? Not a problem. We do have some pretty basic leather options here when it comes to armor. So let's see what we can do for you there. All right, yeah, so it is just the basic leather stuff. So the leather chest piece that you're wearing just now, that's kind of similar to the one that he's got anyway. Except not as revealing.
Oh, well, yeah, we don't want the non-revealing kind. I gotta show people the goods, all right?
If you're looking for maybe an arm piece or a leg pieces will cost you 10 caps each. Arm pieces will cost you 8 each.
And together they'll cost you an arm and a leg.
Ba-dum-tish. So if you want to get yourself what have you got at the moment? Let's have a look. You currently get your chest piece on. Yeah, chest piece is the only thing you've got. He doesn't have a leather helmet. There is no such thing. What does he have? Oh, right. He actually just has the helmets that the vault security guards wear.
So you're saying if I wear that, I'll be in disguise. I'll be like a vault security, incognito vault security guy.
I'm sure that we'll be able to tell, sir.
Hey, when in doubt, pout it out. All right, I would like it. I'll take that and the arms and the legs.
All right, no problem. So that's 10 each arm, 10 each leg. What that does is that gives you an additional one physical damage and 1 energy damage resistance for each one of those limbs. So you're actually looking pretty good for damage resistance there. The helmet, are you taking that Vault-Tec security helmet?
Yeah, you damn tootin'.
That's another 20 caps gone for you. But you get 2 physical damage resistance on your head.
Ooh.
Check you out for like damage it. Resistance. Yeah. All leather armor from the neck down.
And you've got damn straight.
It's like one of those ones you see like the riot police wearing with the plastic shields in the front of it.
Well, if you think about it, it's not even really leather armor either. Like I would say with my revealingness, like they're just like leather bracelets and like leather knee guards, like what soccer players wear or football players, as you guys call them.
Basically, you're so, going like, for the Wonder Woman type armor.
Yeah, yeah, literally. Like
everything hits your wrists.
It is not added that much. It's like it is female fantasy character armor is practically what I'm wearing. Just the most revealing shit you can possibly find. That's what I'm wearing.
Gertrude not need to see that in the morning.
Gertrude, I've literally been wearing this since I've just added bracers and knee guards to my outfit. Like I have not changed what I've been wearing this entire time.
Neither has our opinion changed. We didn't need to see it then, and we don't need to see it now.
Yeah, too damn bad. I start doing a strut. Like, just enjoy the goods. Yeah.
All right, so while Billy Bob's being given that show to everybody, the quartermaster's still tinkering away with that laser musket. Gertrude, is there anything other than that sledgehammer?
Gertrude really likes sledgehammer.
Okay, Gertrude's happy with her sledgehammer and her frying pan helmet that she got from the workers as a thank you.
Is there more armor for Gertrude?
I'm sorry, big girl. There's really nothing we've got here that would fit you.
That's sizest. Don't fat shame Gertrude.
We'll find you a nice plus-sized fantasy armor store, Gertrude.
Oh, but yourself, when again, is there anything you want to do with yours? You've got the vault jumpsuit at the moment.
Could add armor.
Alright, when you start to ask the quartermaster about armor, he also offers that you can say, he says, well, you got the vault jumpsuit, we can just upgrade that for you. We can put some insulated lining in that. That'll give your full body a 1 energy damage resistance.
Sure, might as well be protected against the weapon I'm holding.
Yep, and he also offers he's given a security helmet to the ghoul. He says, "Well, we can give you a full Vault Tech security armor set if you want as well."
So wait, hold on, back up, hold on, hold on. Yeah. What? You didn't tell me there was a whole security outfit.
You asked for leather armor.
And when I said I wanted to be incognito, and you said, yeah, that definitely will make you incognito, that helmet's all you need, word for word what you said, you didn't mention there was an entire outfit to go with it. Hold on, how much is said outfit? Hold on, back up.
Hey, you ain't Vault Security. I don't mind giving this Vault Security outfit to Wenigan. She's been wearing that suit all her life.
Are you...
The quartermaster's by to start the show.
Are you racist?
What? I don't even know what racist means when it comes to ghouls. Come on.
Ghouls? What do you mean, ghouls? Oh, now you're so damn blind you think I'm a ghoul.
Quartermaster you know very what? Confused.
Gertrude, we gotta get out of here before I cause a ruckus. I'm about to knock this sumbitch down. It's about to get crazy in here.
Quartermaster man, jerky man have complex.
Hey, he is very complex. I agree with you, our big lady.
Right. Does anyone else need anything?
Well, did you go for any of the armor or anything like that?
Yeah, the upgrade to the suit.
Excellent. Alright, so yeah, if you add another, what was that, 20 caps or something for the suit? What did I say? Yeah. Add another 20 caps for the insulated lining on your vault suit. And quartermaster's done with your laser musket. He hands it back, and not only has he put a little 3-crank module into it, he's also kindly painted it for you in the colours of the vault. You've got a nice blue and yellow matching your vault suit laser musket. There'll be 161 written in the side of it in bright yellow friendly letters.
And that makes me use like, was it 3 or 5 ammo? Makes me control my dice.
Yeah, so your usual damage, you get 5. And if you use that 3-crank module, you'll use an extra 2 ammo for it. And that'll give you an extra damage dice.
Alright. That is all set.
Alright, so...
Vault Lady, what we call new tin can.
I've already left because I done been pissed off.
Well, that's just before we leave, we're going to have a wee look at Max Power's inventory. He's going to try and sign language himself into getting something, I guess. He still has his hunting rifle, doesn't he?
Yeah. Because he was going to trade it. Yes.
Yeah, he was going to trade it to me.
Yeah, but you've got the railway rifle now.
Yep.
True. Which I did notice, I didn't get it. We got a 30... sorry, I'm going to clarify. We all paid 40 each for camping supplies, I believe, right?
Yes.
Okay, is that standard or is that with our
discount? That's standard. That's like camping supplies and your food, so you don't go hungry.
Okay, I did have a 30% discount on that, right?
Yeah, that's with the discount.
With the discount, okay. Yeah. So yeah, I know I'm looking at the cost here on the leather arm and leather legs and stuff, and I didn't get the 30% on that, but I will take it out myself. So okay, all right, good to go.
You all good with that?
Yeah, clarify. Yeah, I had to clarify. Good to go.
All right, brilliant. So everybody's in the embarkation area; they're all ready to go. We're just going to say that Max Power decided not to buy anything. Maybe say he tried to buy some ammo or something like that, just in case he's not got much ammo left. I've got his gear up here, and he doesn't have a note of his ammo. Oh wait, here we go. I think he's got 15. 15 will do, I'm sure. Right. Josh says he doesn't want anything. So Max Power is fine with his level up. He's got his supplies as well. We'll take the caps off of him for his camping supplies and stuff like that. And he just coughs lightly and follows along sheepishly as he tries to, I don't know, recover from whatever the hell's wrong with him. All right, so everybody's in the embarkation area. You're all ready to depart. The vault entrance is basically, all you have to do is just head north from Vault 169. Are you all happy to leave?
Yes.
Is there anything the robot wants to do before we leave?
Robot's still boosting up in silent, so fine, just going on. All I know is to follow Winnigan and protect at the moment, so don't worry about me. I'll figure it out.
Poor Cartman.
Robot's going on a journey. Is there any upgrades you might think about asking the quartermaster for, or anything else that you might?
No, I'm still, as I said, I've just been booted up after 200 years.
So you're taking your level one robot out with you as well.
Oh, I'm taking that very seriously. Everyone else is level 2. No, I'm straight out of the blocks, as you said.
Sorry, yeah, no. I would like to ask something. An apology. That's what I want. A damn apology.
Up your fucking ass.
The quartermaster just looks you dead in the eye and says, "I'm sorry that you feel that way."
I'm sorry that you were born.
Wow, passive aggressive much?
All right. Don't you worry, quartermaster. Don't you worry. I'll be back.
Fabulous. So
we are returning to the vault after the mission, so yes, we will be back.
The vault door does its thing. Alarms start. Pistons go off. It slides open. And you get to see the cave outside the door, all the nice new tents and all the nice new marketplace set up over some hanging lights so that it's not all claustrophobic in there and stuff. And you start to make your way out the new walkway, out the cave, and into the world. So, Vault 95 is about 2 days worth of travel to the north. You just start heading out, and I guess what we could do is we could just do for you a couple of wee random encounters along the way before you get there. How does that sound?
Sounds excellent.
Fabulous. Right. I'm going to see if we've got some like wacky, random, or weird Commonwealth.
Is it time for the Pokemon theme tune?
Depends what happens.
I want to be Wasteland the very best.
Alright, okay, so because we've only got a few minutes left in this one, let's just say everybody encounters a mole rat. Oh no, a mole rat's running at you.
Single one?
Just one single
Snufflepuff,
mole rat.
Go! Dun, 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 dun,
and
dun.
The first thing I'm going to do, is, the second I see the mole rat, is I'm going to charge at it with my melee weapon, my buzzsaw.
You know what? I'm happy with that. I'm happy for Cartman to start the combat here. So the mole rat wasn't even going to attack you. The mole rat was actually just minding its own business. But
it's a mutated being, not associated with the time I was last activated. No, enemy kill straight away.
Here goes Nurse Handy in with her buzzsaw. Go for it. Hit the buzzsaw button, and let's see what your attack does. You remember how to attack in this?
Additional dice? None. Oh, do I do? Am I additional dice? I don't think I am.
No additional dice, no.
Cool.
What? Okay, Jesus!
So this,
obliterated.
This surprisingly aggressive Nurse Handy unit just runs up to the first creature that she sees, or, well, floats up to the first creature that she sees, and just starts sawing the poor little fucker.
Cuts it long
this
ways.
Is. Yep. I just gotta say, this is the first interaction we've had with this Mr. Handy, really. And we just watch it butcher a mole rat, just like carve it into pieces.
Yeah. All the damage from it.
Oh my god. Oh,
Gertrude would like this one.
Ah, I see they give us the team.
No
model.
Additional. So, there you go. Physical three.
Three physical damage. You have you've sliced into it a couple of times on its back, but it's not dead, it squeals. It jumps backwards. And so I guess roll initiative.
can I say
you didn't
please stand still, surgery incomplete.
So let's do it. Every roll initiative is a very quick battle, come on. Let's see.
Okay, hold on.
Sorry, I did double click, this was one for me.
It's like one of them mice has been stuck on a glue trap. It's eating its back legs off. It's just dragging itself away.
It's quite surprised. Its initiative is 9, so... Winnegan, you get to go first.
Well,
how do you respond to this weird sight of a Nurse Handy sawing into the back of a mole rat?
Should I waste the ammo or use a switchblade? It's only one rat.
Entirely up to you.
And thus the party was killed.
There we go.
Switchblade. Pulls it out. Wrong neighborhood, motherfucker!
Some brilliant rolls happening right now. Is that just a regular attack? No cranking in your musket?
I'm not cranking it for a roll.
So, yeah, you just raise your laser musket. You hear that?
There's
going to
be some horrifying clips from this scene.
Roll the damage for me, please. Yeah, you killed it. Yes, you put the poor thing out of his misery after the robot attacked it.
This thing is like cut in half, like just been sawed in half with a buzzsaw, and is like crawling away, like it can't. And you just see a laser shoot through its head, like it's the ground. This poor mole rat. Oh my god.
Yeah, so that'll do.
If this is Dungeons and Dragons, we would all be taking psychic damage. Like, this is just absolute horrific.
That'll do for the first random encounter, I guess. Well done, lads. You defeated the mole rat.
This is gonna
we will
a
see you again
PTSD.
Next week.
Billy Bob Firewater's in the corner vomiting. Oh my god! You just chopped it in half!
I'm gonna float over to Billy Bob. Are you feeling unwell?
Oh god, oh shit, it's like a homicidal maniac of a robot. Oh god. I gotta say though, you're still better than the other one. Welcome to the team. Oh god.
I mean, I'd rather you call me Roomba than Alexa. Say that. No, Alexa, shut up.
It works.
I think...
That right there has solidified it that your name is Alexa.